I have a question. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8, it says, but we know that the law is good, and man uses it lawfully. Now, my question is, does that coincide with what you're saying, brother, you know, that, like, if somebody's the whole standard, they're not using the law lawfully?
Did you hear me?
I say it one more time.
Yes.
But you're asking everybody.
Yes, well, just everybody, but it's what you said.
Okay.
In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8, it says, but we know that the law is good, and man uses it lawfully. Now, with your previous statement, you said that, we cannot be double standard. Now, is being double standard defined as using the law unlawfully?
That's exactly right.
All right, thank you.
For any law to operate, you have to have the principles of these laws in effect. For a pilot to fly an airplane, he has to understand the law of aerodynamics. He has to understand that law. And if he doesn't understand that law and apply it, that plane is not flying. And an engineer, when he designed that engine, he has to understand that law. Otherwise, the law is not lawful. Now, if I get a piece of iron and put it in the middle of the floor here, it is not going to fly up because there is a law called the law of gravity. And because I understand the law of gravity, I will be kind of foolish to try to speak to that piece of iron to please get up. And maybe I'll try all my energy and I just beg it and do whatever. It's not going to move. Because there is a law called the law of gravity. If I want that piece of iron to fly, I got to get a magnet. And I got to get a strong magnet. Maybe an electrical magnet. And turn the button on. And when that magnet starts getting activated, it will create around it something called magnetic field, right? And that piece of iron will fly around. Because again, there is a law that called that a magnetic field will attract the piece of iron and it will fly. Now, if I take that piece of iron and put it in the end of that building there, I still have the magnetic, electrical magnetic arm. Nothing is going to happen. Why? Because that piece is completely out of that sphere of influence of that magnetic field. The law is lawful when you apply it in the right way. If you go out of the boundary of the scripture, don't blame God if you get into a mess. The law is lawful when you are understanding the principle of it and apply it right. And that's what he is telling Timothy. There is no double standard. The rules of the house of God will be applied as long as you are under the influence of the Spirit of God.
Again, brethren, I hope the exchange is not going to be amongst two brothers. So I'm going to keep reminding the brothers throughout the day that this is not going to be a two-way exchange. The thing that I want to build the bridge is going to be from the teaching to the law, as the brother have asked the question, and make a quick exhortation about the teaching aspect and encourage the young people about it. And then move to this, the law is good. One thing that was the characteristic of the early Christians is that they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. It starts from there, you know, the foundation. And I'm going to encourage you, because one of the places in one of the ways that I can learn the doctrine is really attending your local meetings. So my exhortation and encouragement to each and every one of you is that please, there is this habit in our days, there is this condition amongst us that we think that the midweek meeting is less important than the Lord's Day meeting. The Lord's Day meeting and the breaking of bread. Well, the early Christians, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayer. So I'm going to exhort you. Take time. I understand sometimes there's the schools and there's the tests and there is work that might demand more time from me. But as we heard, summer is here. And there need to be a kind of dedication to the local testimony for me to be able to grow in the teaching and the doctrine that we are talking about in regard to the house of God. So please, do not neglect and forsake the midweek meeting where you come together to pray and to have a Bible study. So please commit yourself before the Lord, not before the brethren, before the Lord, that you are going to do so where from the local testimony you come from. The law is good. The other aspect of it is the law is good. The law has moral features that should characterize every believer. But the law, when it was given, it was never given to a righteous man. That's what the Bible said. It was given to a man that to display his weakness and his failure and how short we come to the moral standard of God. The law is given by God, and thus it is good and perfect. But I want to apply this law, because it's not for the righteous man. I want to apply this mentality, because law has set rules and regulations that needed to be followed. How about the house of God? How about the house of God? So many times we hear these terms that many of us don't know what they are talking about. They just hear that word and they use. That so many times people are accused of being legalism or things like that. And if I ask the question to many young individuals, what do you mean by this word? I have to say that, which I asked in the past, many of them could not give me an answer. But they just hear it that people are legal. So I don't know how you define legal. It is always said, I'd rather be legal than illegal. But how do you define it? I want to say this. That in the house of God, yes, there is liberty. There is freedom. Because one of the teachings that we learn from the Bible is that when the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. And in the gathering where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But that liberty and that freedom that we are talking about does not give you a license to do whatsoever you want. It is, can I put it this way? It is a regulated freedom. And that regulated freedom, although there's no rules and regulations, you should wear this, you should wear black, you should wear a tie, you should wear all these things. There's nobody that have a list of the rules and regulations of how you should come to the meeting. God forbid. But that liberty, that freedom, is regulated by the Word of God. And that is to say that I have to understand from the Word of God what God has for me when I come to the meeting. How should I appear? How should I present myself before the brethren and before the blessed God? The Apostle Paul said in Galatians, don't give because of the liberty, because of the freedom, to give an occasion for the flesh. And this is why it's not like you can do whatsoever you want. When you come into fellowship and young ones, it's a wonderful thing to take part in the breaking of the bread. But when you come into fellowship, yes, there is liberty. Liberty through the scriptures. But it is not this attitude, my business, mind your own business and I have my own business. No, 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 it doesn't work that way. Amongst the Christian circle, the teaching is, your business is my business and my business is your business because we're connected together. So yes, we don't have rules and regulations. We thank God for such a grace. But that liberty that we have as saints of God, in the sight of God, is regulated by the Word of God. So I cannot go beyond the boundaries of the Scripture.